a focus today on what I'm calling
the moral universe of class.
So I'm going to begin and end by a look at what are the possibilities within our range for beginning to deconstruct that moral universe, the conditioning, the deep class conditioning that we are all trained in. Brothers and sisters in blue of good heart, we're going to be talking a little bit about the former police officer in Los Angeles, Christopher Dorner, who took it upon himself to challenge what he saw wrong within the police force. And so we're going to talk about that today. So I have some things in particular I want to address to those who are wearing uniforms, fighting the wars internally and domestically on behalf of power. So brothers and sisters in blue of good heart, there with a sincere hope to help others in need, you facing falsity in the ranks. Great political sophistication is called for in these times of shrinking means for power's schemes to keep us herded. They're falling more heavily on you. Within the moral universe of class, power attempts to remake all in its own image, concerned solely with winning, making and sitting atop the hierarchy. And the human nature, quote unquote, it invents to fit with its ultimate goal is not what we truly are, which will only be fully known when force is gone. So the calculated decisions made in the moral universe of class may make sense, i.e. may achieve its limited objectives, but ultimately they can only reinforce it, that moral universe, if power remains to reinterpret them. Returning again to the question of accurate analysis leading our strategies, and accurate means viewing from the perspective of the whole, always asking, what is our goal? Let's look at the problem of right-wing infiltration of police and military. And by this, I mean by paid agents of Plato's tribe. No single act of an individual can stop it. And yet, what if, speaking hypothetically, for the purpose of discussing this question of analysis leading our actions, what if that was Christopher Dorner's goal? I ask because if so, he's not alone, as infiltration is a given, and the vast, vast majority of those in police forces are there because they want to make a living and help their fellow human beings in need. So if you are concerned, as Christopher Dorner may have been, about creeping fascism, which is a form of racism, a belief in the need to breed superiority so that the species can advance, is their song and dance. If you're seeing this, see that it all flies below popular awareness, what do you do about it? And now for the purpose of exploring this question of strategy, I'm going to pose what I think is an equivalent question. In the Epoch Times of February 7 to 13, 2013, there was an article on Sun Tzu, who wrote The Art of War on military strategy. He was born 100 years before Plato. I'm going to read from this article written by David Hu and Jean Guo. Sun Tzu's real name was Sun Wu, and he was born in 535 BC. He moved to Kingdom Wu after war broke out in the Qi state. Around 512 BC, Sun Tzu began serving King Helu of Wu as a general and a strategist. One day, King Helu of Wu summoned Sun Tzu and said, quote, "You wrote 13 chapters for the Art of War, and it seems that the theory of each chapter is quite perfect. However, it is theory, and no one knows if all theories can be put into practice." Sun Tzu said to the king, "Can you dispatch someone and allow me to demonstrate my theories? Then you will understand the art of war." The king immediately passed down an order to send 180 maids from his palace to act as the military. After the maids arrived, Sun Tzu divided them into two teams and assigned two of the king's favorite concubines to be the captain of each team. At first, the maids did not take Sun Tzu seriously. When Sun Tzu told them to face right, they only giggled and pushed each other around. Sunzi asked the maids not to take the drill as a joke and warned them not to make mistakes, otherwise they would be punished according to military law. But he allowed that the maids may not have understood his instructions the first time. As the general, it was his responsibility to make sure his orders were clear. However, after the drill started again, the maids still laughed and paid no attention to Sunzi. Sunzi looked angrily at the captains and said to them, "Both of you, as captains, failed to meet the duty of supervision and must accept the punishment." Sunzi then ordered the immediate execution of the king's two favorite concubines. Though the king strongly protested, Sunzi was steadfast, and so the two concubines were immediately executed by military orders. After losing two favorite concubines, the king was in no mood to further observe the drill. Sunzi was very disappointed and said to the king, "So, you just like to fight on paper and have no intention of rectifying the military." Hearing this, the king realized that Sunzi was indeed an outstanding talent in the art of war. When Sunzi returned to the drill, the maids obeyed his every command correctly, and immediately Sunzi was then appointed as a general. So, the question I want to put to you is this. If you were a concubine with a strong sense of justice, and you had witnessed this exhibit from the moral universe of class, believed your sisters were at risk of feeling further cracks of the whip from this tyrant, what would you do about it? Of course, the tyrants control the media, so you cannot be concerned about the picture they will paint of you. Your only objective is having an effect on the willingness of tyrants to slaughter maids. First, you have to assess your target. What could get him to stop slaughtering maids who are weak and helpless, civilians who should be exempt from such treatment? Your solution, quote unquote, may have to be asymmetrical, as tyranny will send troops to their deaths to infinity if it means winning. The deaths of drones never enter into the calculations of those obsessed with winning. But even if your asymmetrical strategy succeeds, and he hesitates before he orders slaughter again arbitrarily, class has no shortage of those willing to do the dirty work for the sake of their false notions of supremacy leading the species to greatness.